好不好？我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
亲爱的主，求你依旧安静我们的心。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you quieted our hearts.
让我们今天来到你面前，不但敬拜你、赞美你。
That we not only come before you to worship you and praise you.
求你安静我们的心，正式打开我们的心门，迎接你对我们的教训。
Lord, we pray that you still our hearts and open the doors of our hearts to receive you.
谢谢你恩待我们到如今。
Thank you, Lord, for watching over us until now.
我们将祷告仰望，靠来主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and put our trust and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们一连四堂啊，一直在讲一生敬献于主。
Brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about how to dedicate
in the past 4 weeks. 在过去的四个礼拜，我们一直在讲一个题目，就是一生敬献于主。
The past 4 weeks, we talked about a dedicated life.
我们记得吗？在四个礼拜以前，我们讲一个人要奉献给主啊，他要有四个认识。
We talked about a person needing foreknowledge.
For understanding. 那个时候我们讲最少一件啊，神要我们奉献的其实不是钱。
And that what God really wants us to offer is not our wealth.
神要我们奉献的乃是我们的心，我们的身体，我们的心，我们的身体超过了我们有限的金钱。
Because what God really wants us to offer are our hearts and our bodies, which are far exceeding our wealth.
然后我们讲到三项圣灵。
Then we talked about 3 truths.
你想一想，主耶稣禁食了40昼夜。
You imagine that the Lord fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
主耶稣的肚子饿了，肚子饿了要吃东西，有没有错啊？
And we remember that the Lord was feeling hungry, and that was there was no fault in that.
一个人肚子饿吃东西没有错。
And for someone who is hungry to find food is nothing wrong with it.
但是一个人怎么样得到那个东西来吃，那个有道德、有信仰的问题。
Then it is the means of how a person obtains food to fulfill that hunger is where the values reside.
上个礼拜啊，我们就讲到。有两个准则。
Now, last week we talked about two characters. Criterion. Two criterion.
一个人呢，侍奉啊，成功不成功，有两个准则，两个标准。
There's two criteria for being successful or not.
一个人要有良善。
And you remember talking about being good.
一个人。要有忠心
and being trustworthy.
那个跟聪明跟才干没有关系
and these two criterions have nothing to do with being smart or wealthy.
一个人啊会很有钱一个人会很聪明但是心地不好
and someone may be very smart and very wealthy but have a wicked heart.
一个人会很聪明但是没有一点忠心
and someone may be smartOr wealthy, but not trustworthy.
一个人要有良善，一个人要有忠心，那么我们的侍奉才会讨上帝的喜欢。
It is only by being good and trustworthy will our service be pleasing to God.
那今天呢，我们讲到第四，那算是一个结束了。
So now it will be the conclusion, and this is the fourth part.
我们说一生敬献于主，我们今天要讲一个榜样。那就是保罗的榜样。
So today we will conclude this series on a dedicated life about one example.
请听我用华文来念。
The pastor was read in Chinese.
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚非亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布在以及在你家的教会。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心， 愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心求你得了畅快。我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何以的事，然后像我则有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在坑所中所生的儿子亚尼西姆求你。他从前与你没有一处，但如今与你我都有一处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的困锁中替你侍候我，但我不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。他暂时离开你，还是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不既是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你和欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你是我在主里因你的快乐，并望你是我的心在基督里的畅快。我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必归我所说的。此外，你还要给我预备住处，因为我盼望借着你们的祷告必蒙恩到你们哪里去。我们读经直到这里。我们今天要思想一个榜样。
Today we will learn about one example.
这个榜样啊，就是保罗的榜样。
And this example is Paul himself.
当我们说一个榜样的时候，我绝对没有意思说这是唯一的一个榜样。
And when I say one example, it's not the only one example.
在主耶稣所得的门徒当中。
Among the disciples of Jesus Christ.
比方说有一个叫约翰的人啊，就是一个很有爱心的一个人。
And for example, John was a person that was very loving.
比方说主耶稣所召的门徒当中啊，也有一个人像彼得，是一个很有才干，很敢往前冲的一个门徒。
And among the apostles of Jesus, there was also Peter, who was very courageous.
在彼得也好，在约翰也好，我们都可以学习很多宝贵的功课。
Whether it's Peter or John, we can learn many good examples.
今天我们讲保罗的榜样，我们绝对没有意思要高举他，要说他是唯一的一个榜样。
Now today, as we study Paul as an example, it does not mean that he is the best of the examples.
我们乃是说他乃是一个跟从主耶稣的一个人，主耶稣已经改变了他。
But rather, as someone who has been transformed by Jesus and a follower of Jesus.
主的能力已经改变了他。
For the strength and the power of the Lord has transformed.
主的能力已经改变了他所有的人生观。
And the power of the Lord has transformed his entire person.
上帝已经开了他的心。
For God has opened his heart.
主的爱已经开了他的眼睛。
And the love of God has opened his eyes.
但是虽然如此，我们今天清楚地讲，这是保罗的榜样，乃是要激励我们，要提醒我们，也要有同样的榜样。
But today we are to be reminded that we should follow also this example of Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在世界上没有一个人没有软弱的地方。
Dear brothers and sisters, there is no one in this world that is not does not have a weakness.
当我们看见保罗的好处、长处、优点的时候。
So when we study the advantages and the strength of Paul,
我们今天就要看见自己软弱的地方，我们就要提醒自己，勉励自己，让我们有一个改变，我们要努力，我们要做一个更好的基督徒。
And so these will allow us to reflect upon ourselves to see where our weaknesses are so we may strive to improve.
腓立门书是一封非常吸引人的书信。
So the epistle of Paul to Philemon is a very endearing.
在这个腓立门书里面呢，最少有几个人我们要提一提的。
There are several characters we will study.
有一个就是腓立门。
First is Philemon himself.
Philemon 住在什么地方啊？
And where did Philemon live?
Philemon 是住在哥罗西。
He lived in Colossae.
非常非常可能哥罗西的教会做礼拜啊，就在他的家。
And perhaps the church in Colossus was having a service in his house.
30多年前，我们查经就是在杨医生的家。
And many years, 30 some years ago, this church held our church worship in the house of
Bible study.
Sorry.
2000年以前没有教堂哦。
So 2000 years ago, there was no church structure.
基督徒在哪里做礼拜啊？
So where would they gather to worship?
比方说腓立比啊，很可能啊就在。一个名叫 Lydia 的家做礼拜。
Perhaps in Philippi, it was in the home of Lydia.
比方说，哥罗西在哪里做礼拜啊
？And in Colossus, then?
哥罗西住在一个比较有钱的基督徒，他的房子比较大，他的名字叫腓利门，就是在他的家做礼拜。
It was most likely in the house of a more wealthy churchgoer, and that was Philemon.
然后他很可能有一个太太叫亚非亚。
And perhaps Philemon's wife was Apphia.
我们没有很肯定的资料说是妻子，但是很可能就是他的妻子。
We are not sure that Apphia was Philemon's wife, but that was a probability.
另外有一个人呢，名叫亚基卜。
And there's also Archippus.
啊，如果你从哥林斯书信去念的话，你就晓得亚基卜啊，没有住在哥罗西这个地方。
So if you look back into Colossians, you will realize that this person Archippus did not live in Colossus.
所以我们还要讲第四个人。
And there's a fourth character.
这个人呢、啊、非常重要，因为后来啊，他做了主教了。
Because he became the head of the church.
哦，我要请问一下，我们今天有没有人叫提摩太的？
Let me ask among us anyone named Timothy.
如果今天有人叫提摩太的，很对不起，我告诉你啊。提摩太后来啊，是亚尼西姆去代替他做主教。It is Onesimus, subsidized to take over the seat of bishop.
Took over the seat of Timothy.
啊，提摩太是在以弗所做主教的。
Okay, because Timothy was the head of the church in Ephesus.
但是有一个人呢、啊，这个人名叫亚尼西姆。
But this person Onesimus.
这个亚尼西姆是谁啊？
Now who is Onesimus?
他不是工人。
He's not a worker.
中文的翻译是仆人，这个好像是工人。
He's not necessarily a slave, but rather a worker.
It is slave.
A slave.
所以中文的翻译很客气说仆人。
But the Chinese translation is very
just a maid, the home a maid.
It's a helpmate.
但是不是的。在原文啊，是做英文的翻译对，是谁？是奴隶。
Okay, so in the Chinese translation, it's referred to as a workmate, but in fact, he was a slave.
奴隶是什么啊
？What is a slave?
奴隶是买来的。
He was purchased.
你可以打他。
Can be beaten.
你没有钱把他卖掉。
And you can sell him.
是这样的一个人啊。
So、that's a slave.
在罗马的法律里面呢、啊、
，Under the Roman law,
奴隶不是人。但是是一个会讲话的牛。
Okay, in the Roman law, a slave is not a person, but a speaking property.
是一个牛，是一只动物，是一个能够讲话的。它不是人，没有受人的权利的保护。
It is like a cow who is able to speak.
然后第五个人呢，就是保罗。
And the fifth character today is Paul.
这个保罗现在在什么地方啊？
Where was Paul born?
哎呀，讲起来太长了。保罗现在是在监牢里面。
Paul actually was at that time in prison.
他本来是一个逼迫教会的人。
Originally, he was actually a persecutor of the church.
但是在使徒行传一次记载，两次记载，三次记载，记载什么呢？记载后来他成为跟随上帝耶稣的人。
But the book of Acts repeatedly recorded his conversion into a Christian.
他为了主的缘故受了很多的苦。
Because of the Lord, he suffered many things.
当他写这个腓利门书的时候
，So at the point when he was writing this letter to Philemon,
他其实是在监牢里面，他可以说为了亚尼西姆一共写了三封的书信。
And it is he was actually in the prison and he was writing this letter to Onesimus.
我现在把这个图画给大家了。
So let me give you this picture.
当我们读刚才的经文的时候，
so as we read the passage,
我们就发现有一个人名叫保罗，他对待亚尼西摩好像是对待他的儿子一样。
Okay, we read that Paul treated Onesimus as if treating his own son.
我再讲一次啊，亚尼西摩不是保罗的儿子。
No, note that Onesimus was actually not his son.
但是这个人信耶稣是因为保罗带领他的。
But Onesimus came to know the Lord because Paul led him.
保罗看见这个人是一个有谦卑的人。
Because Paul noticed that this person was humble.
Potential.
Or potential.
保罗尊重，保罗喜欢这个年轻人，保罗一直想帮助他，保罗带他好像带自己的儿子一样。
So Paul saw the potential in Onesimus, and so he led him into Christ.
我要请问弟兄姊妹们啊，保罗有没有儿子？
So I would like to ask you, do you think Paul had any children?
因为圣经里面有讲啊，有一个翻译好像说他是没有结婚的。
One translation said that he never married.
但是那一节圣经也可以翻译成是一个死了太太的人。
But that same translation can also be interpreted as a widower.
第二个，
Secondly,
保罗这个人是不是三和林？三和林，三和林的成员。
Was Paul a Sanhedrin?
三和林是什么？
What is a Sanhedrin?
三和林是犹太人最高的议会，在耶路撒冷的有七十个人。
So the Sanhedrin is a group of elite.Jewish people, where there were only 70 of them.
如果他真的是三和林的成员，
so if he was one of the Sanhedrin,
他一定年龄要超过三十岁。
So he must at least be 30 years old.
他不但要超过三十岁，他一定要结婚，他一定要有儿子，才可以做三和林的成员。
And being a Sanhedrin, he must have had married and have children.
我今天不是要跟你争论保罗有没有儿子，我不是争论这个。
I'm not here to prove or disprove whether Paul had children.
但是我今天要讲的是保罗能够爱一个年轻人，不是他的儿子，但是像他的儿子。
But rather today we are here to see that Paul is able to love someone like his own child.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我这样讲啊，因为我是华人，对不对？我是华族。我就知道我们这些华族华人中国人、啊、对儿子对女儿这个爱、啊、有时候很对不起，有点不大平稳的。
Dear brothers and sisters, I being of Chinese descent, and we all here know how we treat and love our children.
如果人家生儿子的那是什么？
Because a family to have a son,
那是弄脏自己。
It is
yeah, this is so happy.
A very happy occasion.
但是如果是生你的乌娃好了，弄娃，那是不大 happy 的。
And if it were a girl, then it may not be that much celebrated.
我们今天到今天为止啊，我们对儿子对女儿的爱呀、啊，有没有健全啊？有没有健康、啊、
？So today we have to ask ourselves: Is our love for our children equal and healthy?
不要讲两千年以前。
Not to mention 2,000 years.
我们呢、啊？这个时候，在这个时代，在二十世纪，在二十一世纪，我们还常常看见这样的例子啊。
Even now in the 21st century, we see these inequalities.
我讲一个小小的例子。
So let me cite another small
example. 我是道道地地的闽南人，福建南方闽南人。
The pastor himself says, "I am a
southern part.
A southern part. I come from the southern part of China."
我的太太从哪里来的？
And my wife?
我的太太是客家人。
She's from the Hakka.
当我这个福建男孩子跟梅县女孩子结婚的时候，
Now, if a Fujian man marries a Hakka lady,
你知道不知道？那个时候有人跑来提醒我啊。
You know, I was reminded at that time.
他说：“你知道不知道你是福建人啊？”
Do you not know you are a Fujianese?
你知道不知道你娶了一个客家女孩子啊？
Do you not realize you're marrying a Hakka girl?
我早就知道了啊。
I knew that from the start.
我不但知道我娶一个客家女孩子，我知道客家的 culture and 后事喽。
怎么说？
I know the food.
The pastor already knows not only that he was marrying a Hakka girl, but he knew the Hakka food.
哇，我知道你这个家女孩子煮菜很好吃啊。
And he knew that the Hakka girls are very good in cooking.
你知道吗？这个事情发生在什么时候
？You know what year this happened?
这发生在二十世纪哦。
This happened in the 20th.
在二十世纪的时候，在我们中国人的当中，还有这样的议论啊。
Even in the 20th century, among Chinese people, we have these sorts of discussions.
你能够想象吗？在两千年年以前，在罗马帝国那个时候的奴隶有什么地位吗
？Imagine 2,000 years ago, among those who were under the Roman law, what would it have been?
你能够想象吗？两千年以前。
2,000 years ago,
在罗马帝国
Under the Roman Empire,
有成千上万的奴隶给人家欺负没有当作人你能够想象吗
for a slave to have been badly treated, how could, would you have imagined?
2,000 年以前
2,000 years ago,
保罗已经写了一个很精彩的神感动他的经文
and Paul already wrote very in a moving letter about this slave
在加拉太书第三章第二十七节他说你们受洗归入基督的都是必带基督了并不分犹太人希尼利人知主的为奴的何男何女因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了你们既属乎基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔是照着应许承受产业的了
Paul also wrote in Galatians chapter 3 that for all you who were
as many as you as baptized
for all of you who were baptized in Christ Jesus clothe yourselves with Christ there is neither Jew or Greek there is neither slave nor free man there is neither male nor female for you are all one in Christ Jesus and if you belong to Christ Then you are Abraham's offering, heirs according to the promise.
在这里，你看见里面有三件事情。
There are three things here.
头一件事情是种族。
First is your heredity,
Netis.
Your ancestry.
第二件是社会地位。
The second is your position in society.
第三个是性别，和男和女。
And the third is your gender, male or female.
你如果今天这三样事情你们还没有解决，我告诉你，对不起，你迟到两千年了。
I think today you must resolve these three things in your lives.
两千年以前。
So 2,000 years ago.
犹太人怎么样祷告啊
？How did the Jewish people pray?
两千年以前，犹太人怎么样祷告啊
？How did the
Jews
prayed 2,000.
犹太人祷告说：“创造天地的主，我感谢您。”
They would pray, "The Creator of heaven and earth, God, I pray to you."
I praise you.
I praise you.
因为你创造了我是犹太人，不是外邦人。
Because you created me to be a Jewish person and not a Gentile.
你创造了我是一个自由的人，不是一个做奴隶的人。
Because you have created me a free person and not a slave.
你创造了我，我感谢你，因为你创造我是男人，不是女人。
And he would pray, "I thank you, God, for creating me as a male and not a female."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我要问你，如果你的要怎么样祷告呢
？So I ask you, if it were you, how would you pray?
两千年以前啊，犹太的女人祷告第一件，祷告第二件，祷告第三件的时候
，So the Jewish people 2,000 years ago, as they prayed these three things,
当到第三的时候
，On the third point,
他们就要低下头来说：“上帝啊，我感谢你，你创造我就是这样了。
”So they would say, "Thank you, God, for creating me."
但是两千年以前，保罗给我们一个榜样。
But Paul also gave us a good example.
他的爱已经胜过了种族，他的爱已经胜过了社会地位，他的爱已经胜过了性别。
Because the love of Christ has already overcome and been victorious over your ancestry and your position in society and your gender.
为什么保罗要向奴隶传福音呢？
So why was Paul preaching to the slaves?
如果我们今天不把别人当人的时候，记得。两千年以前，保罗已经把奴隶当作人了。
So today, if you don't consider someone a person, Paul already considered a slave a person.
如果我们今天还是欺负人、排挤人的话
，So today, if we are biased against others,
我们今天要记得，奴隶也是人，奴隶是上帝所造的， 奴隶也是上帝所爱的。
We have to remember today that slaves are also were also created by God and loved by God.
2000年以前，保罗已经胜过了这个工种。
Because 2,000 years ago, Paul was already victorious over.
保罗已经清楚地晓得人有价值，人有尊严。保罗的爱不是普通的，像你的爱，像我的爱。
Because Paul already understood this truth, and that is the love of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在世界上有谁没有爱儿子、女儿的？没有。
So anyone in this world who does not have a son or daughter.
我们今天爱我们的儿子。
We love our sons.
我们今天爱我们的女儿。
We love our daughters.
但是如果我们只有爱自己的儿子，只有爱自己的女儿，对不起。你不必来做基督徒。
But if you only love your own sons and daughters, then I am sorry you do not deserve to be here.
今天我们为什么要做基督徒啊？
So today, why are we Christians?
今天我们要做基督徒，因为我们认识上帝的真理，我们晓得我们的爱应该超过一般人的爱，超过一般人的人伦的爱。
Because today we are Christians, and that differentiates us. What differentiates us is because we know.The truth in God's love that is beyond human love.
保罗今天给我们另外一个榜样。
So God, Paul has given us another example today.
他要这个名叫亚尼西姆的人负起责任。
And that is the person of Onesimus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不晓得亚尼西姆犯了什么错误。
We are not sure exactly what wrong Onesimus committed.
一个很可能的事就是他是偷了东西。
One possibility is he must have stolen something.
不但偷东西。
Not only that.
他应该是偷很贵重的东西。
Maybe he stole something very precious.
因为他偷了很贵重的东西，他才要跑啊。
So because maybe he stole something very valuable that he was trying to flee.
他不跑没命啊。
Because if he were not to run away,
他可能因为偷了很贵重的东西，所以才能够从哥罗西有本钱有路费跑啊跑啊跑到哪里去？跑到罗马跟保罗见面。
So because maybe he stole something very valuable and he had to run for his life, so he fled Colossus and ran to Rome and met Paul there in Rome.
从哥罗西到罗马这个路途不近啊。
And the distance from Colossus to Rome is not.Close together.
在罗马，他碰见了保罗。
So in Rome, he encountered Paul.
在罗马，他相信了主耶稣。
And in Rome, he came to know the Lord.
在罗马，保罗就告诉这个年轻人：“你要回去面对现实，负起他的责任。”
And in Rome, Paul told this young man to go back to where he came from.
世界上任何人都犯过错误。
Everyone in this world has committed some wrong.
但是问题是我们犯了错误，我们肯改不肯改？
But the true measure of a man is whether or not we are willing to change and repent.
我们每个人都犯过错。
Because everyone has done some wrong.
但是问题是我们犯了错误，我们肯不肯为我们的行为负起责任呢？
But the problem is, are we willing to take responsibility over what we have done?
很多人自己的孩子犯错误，包庇他，盖住他。
Some people, their children committed wrong, and they would cover up for
their
children.
我认识一个人，他的孩子吸毒。
I know of a person whose son was taking drugs.
明明已经吸毒了。
And he was clearly taking. He was.
明明已经走不好的路了。
And he was down the wrong path.
做父亲的，做母亲的，包庇他，包庇他，包庇他，包庇到什么地步？包庇到后来进监牢了。
And the father and the mother continued.To cover up for the son's wrongdoing, and they ended up in jail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗没有那样做啊。
But Paul did not do this.
一个人犯了错误，一个人就要去承担。
For he said, if you have done some wrong, you should be accountable for your deeds.
但是保罗没有任凭这个年轻人孤单单的去承担，没有。
But Paul did not leave this young man on his own.
他帮助他。
Paul helped him.
他写信出来
and he wrote a letter.
他告诉腓利门
and he told Philemon,
你看在我的脸，你要帮助这个人，因为他是我心上的人。
And he told Philemon that take it upon me to treat this young man nicely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，夫妻也好，兄弟也好。
So whether it's husband and wife or siblings,
甚至孩子跟父亲也好。
Or children with parents,
或者跟邻居也好
or with your neighbors,
或者跟我们的同事也好
or your coworkers,
在人生的道路当中你会伤害人别人也会伤害你
And as you journey through life, you will hurt someone or be hurt by someone.
但是请问你，当你被人伤害，当你伤害人的时候，你怎么样处理你心里面的伤痕呢？
But how do you manage the wounds when you hurt someone or is hurt by someone?
如果你不认识这个人啊，我有点奇怪。
If you don't know this person, you might find him a little bit
strange. 对不对 ？Mr. Bean， 对不对？你不认识他，我有点奇怪。
So you might recognize this picture.
Mr. Bean 啊，我不喜欢看。
I don't really like his.
No， 有三件事情。
I don't like this face for three reasons.
第
First,
Mr. Bean 的人其实长得不难看。
This Mr. B is actually not so bad looking.
他在剑桥念过书 ，Cambridge.
He actually studied in Cambridge.
但是这个聪明又英俊的人，每一次表演那个脸孔是歪歪曲曲的。
But this very smart person, when he acts out, he distorts his face.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他要表明这个社会是歪曲的社会。
Because he's trying to express and portray the crookedness of the society.
第二
，Secondly,
你发现没有
？You notice
他捉弄伤害的人都是老人、无辜的人、小孩子。
And what he tends to hurt are those helpless older people or younger people.
那些老人。
The seniors,
给他一电，砰，倒在路上。
And he would trip them.
那个牙科医生
，the dentist,
给他捉弄到那个牙齿都不知道怎么办了。
And it would do something to the teeth.
To the dentist.
To the dentist.
Yeah, 不是 dentist 做他，是他做 dentist.
But he's trying to hurt the dentist.
第三样。
Third.
第三样，你好好听。第三样 ，the third.
The third example.
他所做的从来没有被处罚。
Whatever he did was never
be punished. 他做的从来没有在他做的电影里面他受到处罚。
And all his deeds here was never punished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我在 Princeton 拍了一个照片给你看。
I want to show you some photos I got from Princeton.
这个是一棵树。Tree.
This tree.
它长起来了。
Is fully grown.
但是你看见没有，很多瘤在那边。
But there are many gifts here.
啊，我一站在那边，我在想，这棵树很可怜，对不对
？So I thought this is a very pitiful tree.
我们的心啊，有时候像这样哦。
Because our hearts are like this.
对不对？我们相信人给人家骗。We trust somebody.
We trust somebody, but we will be
betrayed.
我们
的人生有时候给人家伤害到这个地步。
Because we could be cheated by others.
我如果能够跟树讲话，我可能要告诉树啊，你要，哎呀，实在难为你，这几十年，你看搞得这个样子。
Look at this tree that had been decorated to this point.
世界上有的人啊，不能处理他的伤痕。
There are many people in this world that cannot mend to their own wounds.
他的生命，他的内心充满了很多的伤痕。
Because their hearts are full of scars and wounds.
但是有的人能够处理伤痕。
Some people are able to heal themselves.
我们在住在印尼的时候
，When we live in Indonesia,
我那个地区啊，出名是芒果。
The place where I live was very
mango.
Famous for mangoes.
那芒果一出来的时候，哎呀，不知道要怎么样去吃它了。
When the mango is in season, you just run out of ways to.
整棵树满了。
Because the trees will be full.
但是有的芒果不结树哦，
But、
不结果子哦。
Some mango trees don't bear fruit.
那你怎么样叫它结果子
？So what do you do?
他们说啊，你要拿一个钉子把它钉下去。
So some people say you have to nail a nail into the tree.
它受到伤害了。
Once there is a scar,
它就结果子了。
Then it'll start bearing.
它本来懒惰不结果子的。
Because before that maybe it was lazy.
你现在钉了一个钉子，你看它结果子了。
But if you hit a nail to the tree, it'll start.
你把钉子钉进去。
Because the nail is opening, put an opening to the.
它没有变成这个样子。
It may not be like this.
这个样子太难看了。
This is not too pretty.
这个是伤痕累累啊。
These are all scars and wounds.
这个不一样，这个受到伤痕反而结果子累累。
This is all the scars that resulted in the fruit.
你看，不但结果子累累啊。
Not only are there bountiful fruit.
你看结得这么熟，这么漂亮，这么好啊。
And these are so plump and beautiful fruit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亚尼西摩不是耶鲁毕业的，也不是哈佛毕业的，不是。
So let me turn back to Onesimus. He's not a graduate of Yale nor Harvard.
但是他是一个有潜力的年轻人。
But he is a humble young man.
这个人保罗对他有期望。
And Paul saw that there is potential in him.
你失败过。
He was once defeated.
你偷过东西。
And he stole.
你跑走过。
He fled for his life.
我保护你，我帮助你。
But Paul protected and helped.
你要面对过去的失败。
Because he was brave to face his wrong.
你要好好面对你的将来。
Now he has to be brave to face.
你受到伤痕。
You have been wounded.
但是你的伤痕应该成为你的祝福，出来，你要继续侍奉上帝。
But your wounds will have to turn into fruitful results.
什么是教会最大的损失？
What is the greatest casualty of the church?
教会 the loss.
The loss.
教会最大的损失就是没有好人才。
The greatest loss of the church is the lack of.
教会最大的损失就是没有好的领袖。
The greatest loss of the church is the lack of good willing.
教会最大的损失就是没有一些肯付代价好好侍奉上帝的人。
The greatest loss of the church is because of the lack of those people who are willing to take up the cost to work for the Lord.
我们没有人才，我们没有领袖，但是我们怎么样培养我们的领袖，培养我们的人才呢？
If we have no talent and no leaders, how do we cultivate the people?
我们有没有像保罗一样，我们愿意付代价去帮助那些受过伤害的人？那将来出来可以好好的侍奉神。
But are we able to learn from Paul to help those who were once wounded and nurture them to be leaders?
你发现没有，亚尼西姆成为一个领袖。
You will see that Onesimus turned out to be a leader.
他成为一个领袖，因为他先偷过东西，上帝赦免他，他的伤害受到医治，现在他侍奉上帝了。
Now Onesimus became a leader because he once stolen something, but God forgave him and nurtured him to be a leader.
他的榜样不是因为他是一个特别的人。
His example is not because he is anyone special.
他能够做领袖，因为不是从哈佛还是从耶鲁毕业的。
He's a leader not because he graduated from Yale or Harvard.
他的榜样呢，是因为他经历了爱，他晓得去爱别人。
His example is rather because he has experienced being loved and he is able to love.
他能够带领人往前走。
And he can lead others.
我今天就可以告诉你，在什么地方有榜样，什么地方就有感化力，什么地方就有号召力，什么地方就有团结力。
So I can tell you today, wherever there is a good example, there will be a good transformation, and there will be good leaders nurtured, and there will be good future.
保罗关心一个名叫亚尼西姆的人。
So Paul cared for this person called Onesimus.
但是请你注意，他也关心其他的族内同道。
But notice that Paul also cared for other colleagues.
在我们刚才所读的书信里面。
So the passage we just read.
不但有亚尼西姆。
Not only Onesimus.
哎，请你不要忘记，还有一个名叫腓利门的人啊。
There's another person, Philemon.
你发现没有？他也是爱腓利门。他也想帮助腓利门。
And Paul also loved Philemon and also wanted to help Philemon.
你发现没有，保罗用智慧的话，用委婉的方式去要求一个腓利门。
And because Paul used
the
wise way to appeal to Philemon.
你发现没有，保罗现在已经老啊。
Notice that Paul was old at his time.
就好像我现在也老了。
As he was growing in years,
因为我老了，我的脚没有力了。
So that he was weaker.
所以我有时候坐下来啊，很懒得站起来。
So when the pastor himself sits down, it's hard to get up.
来了一个年轻人。
But here comes a young man.
这是我以前的学生。
And a former student.
考试不大好的。
And he was not a good student.
我坦白告诉你啊，我有时候懒得站起来。
But I said I'm tired and to stand.
对不对？这是我以前的学生啊。
This is my former student.
哎，没有啊，我从保罗的身上我学一个功课，不可以倚老卖老。
But I learned from Paul.
我们很容易的可以批评人家。
Oftentimes we judge other people.
但是我们 criticize
others.
但是我们有时候很不容易从别人的角度来看事情。
But many times we are unwilling to look at things from another person's perspective.
有一个画家，他想去画一个世界上最懒惰的人。
So there was an artist who was trying to draw a person who is the laziest person in the world.
一直找啊，从美国找到中国没有找到。
And he was looking around from America to China.
到中国哪里找得到？每个中国人都很勤劳的嘛，哪里有懒惰的
？And in China, he couldn't find anyone.
但是后来他发现一个了。
Then he found one.
什么人啊
？Who?
这个人耕田是做耕田的。
Was a farmer.
And then he sit down.
And he sat down.
哎。
And he's starting to plow the field.
你像世界上有没有这样的懒惰的人？耕田是做的。
Have you ever seen a farmer who is plowing by and sitting down?
这个画家呢，赶快想把它画下来。
So the artist quickly drew that picture.
但是那个阳光不对啊。
And the sunshine is wrong.
所以他就换一个角度。
So he changed the angle.
他换一个角度。
And he changed the angle.
他换一个角度。
He changed the angle.
当他换一个角度去看的时候，他才发现那个人只有一只脚。
And when he turned to change the angle of his view, he realized this person only had one leg.
原来那个他心目中懒惰的农民，虽然只有一个脚，坐下来努力还要耕田。
So the person who he thought was the laziest person in the world, who sat down while plowing the field.
那个世界上最懒惰的人忽然之间就成为他心目中世界上一个最勇敢最坚强的人。
Turned out to be the person that he admired to be the bravest and courageous person.
腓利门很可能是保罗带领他信主了。
So Philemon himself perhaps was brought to the Lord by himself.
他是一个有地位的人。
And he was a man of position.
他是一个有钱的人。
Man of wealth.
我要请问你，你的有钱的同道态度怎么样啊？敬而言之啊，是讨厌啊，是巴结呢，还是妒忌呢
？So I will ask you, what is your attitude to people like this?
哎呀，我们在教会里面都是叫弟兄，弟兄，弟兄，对不对
？In the church, we call each other brothers and sisters.
我发现，在印尼啊，碰见有钱的人，不敢叫弟兄的。
In Indonesia, if you see someone who is wealthier, you don't dare to call him brothers.
有的人有钱到你不能想象了。
Because there are people who are so rich you can't imagine.
我有一次跟一个人吃饭。
I had a meal once with someone.
有人告诉我。
Someone told me.
说这个人啊，有260亿的美金。
That this person has
$26 billion
in wealth.
这个人啊，的财产有260亿美金。
That $26 billion.
对不起啊 ，sorry.
I'm sorry.
我不是看轻你。
It's not that I look down on you.
从前面到后面再乘设大概没有26亿美金。
From the front seat to the rear, I don't think there's $26 billion.
从我们坐第一排的到最后一排，然后乘设 ，Do we have $26 billion? No. 你跟这样的人吃饭，你叫他弟兄还是叫他先生
？So if you sit with someone who's such a billionaire, do you dare call him brother or mister?
如果你跟一个26亿财产的人吃饭，你叫他先生还是弟兄
？So when you're eating and dining with this person who's worth $26 billion, do you call him brother?
我要求主帮助我。
So may God help me.
帮助我。
Help me.
让我这个嘴巴懂得称呼他是我的弟兄。
That give me the strength to call this person brother.
为什么我要称呼他弟兄呢
？Why do I want to call him brother?
因为有钱的弟兄有什么可夸的？
Because there's nothing to be proud of from being.
有一天你回天堂，我回天堂。你没有钱，我也没有带钱。
Because all of us will go back to the Lord one day without carrying our wealth.
有一天你回天堂，有一天我回天堂。你的卡迪拉不能带，我的兰奇兹也不能带。
One day you will go back to heaven, and I will do so, and you won't carry your Cadillac, and I won't be bringing my broken car.
我今天称呼你弟兄，因为我知道你比我有钱，实际上你比我更危险。
Today, if I call you, I dare to call you brother, and if you are wealthy, you are in more danger than I am.
当你也有钱，魔鬼也引诱你。
Because if the more wealth you have, Satan will tempt you even more.
当你也有钱，你跌得更惨。
Because once, if you are more wealthy, you will fall even further.
当你心越有钱的时候，你心里更孤单，因为你很难找到一个真正的朋友。
Because if the more wealth you have, your heart may be even lonelier because you cannot find a true friend.
如果亚尼西姆需要上帝的爱，保罗晓得 那个有钱的腓力门同样也需要上帝的爱。
Because Paul realized that Onesimus the slave needed God's love, and so was the wealthy Philemon also needing God's love.
所以今天的问题在哪里呢？
So where is the problem today?
今天的问题在于我们自己的心态如何？
The problem,
心态。
The problem is our heart and our attitudes.
我们的心态， the way we see the things.
The way we see things.
我们的心态如何？我要读一节圣经。
Let me read another passage.
我故意把它读错啊。
I'm going to read it.
等下我还告诉你正确是什么。
Intentionally wrong, and you'll find where is the wrong.
你好好听啊。如果一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；如果一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同得荣耀，对不对？
1 Corinthians 12. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored,
all be honored
together with it.
对是错？
Is this correct?
对不对？我们从前讲有苦同当，有苦同享，有苦同当吗？
We said we will suffer together and rejoice together.
但是圣经没有这样子教导过。
But the Bible did not teach this.
我今天请你好好的读。
I will ask you to read.
我要请所有的弟兄姊妹和我一起读。
Dear brothers and sisters,
read with me.
Read together.
我们用英文来，用中文来念。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一定受苦。如果一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就怎么样？一同快乐，没有的荣耀，一同快乐。Read it.
If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it.
我要请英文的好不好一起来念。We have so many speak English here, right? Together, one, two, three. If one
member suffers,
all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. 我再读一遍。
Let's read one more time.
你发现没有？如果一个快乐。如果一个受苦，
if one suffer,
所有人受苦，
all suffer.
难， it's very hard.
It's hard.
但是还有可能，
but it's possible.
你看人家哭，我也吃不下饭了，
because if you see someone weeping, you may not have the appetite to.
但是如果一个得荣耀，
but if one is honored,
有一个得荣耀，
one is honored.
你能够快乐吗？
Will you be happy?
怎么样快乐啊？
How can you be happy?
这个心里面都是酸酸的，怎么样快乐啊？
But
快乐不来啊。
If one is honored,
对不对？
Right?
从前这个邻居跟我在一起啊。
His neighbor used to live with me.
开一辆 Paul Datsun.
And driving an old car.
All suddenly,
suddenly,
他买 Roy Royce 了。
He's driving a nice car.
对不对？我还是 Paul Datsun。
And I'm still driving a broken car.
你会不会跑到房间里面叫你的太太，太太过来感恩感恩，感什么恩啊？隔壁买了 Roy Royce 呢。
Will you quickly run and tell your wife, oh, let's rejoice because our neighbor has a new car?
不会啊。
You won't do that.
你气死了啊。
You'll be filled with
anger. 你恨不得他倒霉啊。
And you wish something bad will happen to your neighbor.
Wait.那你就不会帮助腓力门啊，你不会去帮腓力门啊。
Then you will not be helping Philemon.
那你就有两个办法。
There's two ways.
第一个，你就一直祷告，让腓力门早一点死。
Or you can keep praying so that Philemon will die quickly.
第二个办法，你就不敢叫腓力门救弟兄，你要叫他先生。
Or you may dare not call this wealthy Philemon brother, but you call Mr.
我们的态度跟圣经教导的不对啊。
You can see that our attitudes and our actions are not
right. 圣经怎么样教导我们啊？
The Bible teaches.
如果有一个肢体受苦， if, 所有的肢体就一同受苦。
If one member suffers, all suffer together.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
如果我快乐，
if I am happy,
不要妒忌我。
Do not be
和我一同快乐。
But be happy with me.
如果你得荣耀，
if you're honored,
感谢上帝，
we give thanks to God,
求主帮助我，
and may God help me,
不要妒忌你，
that I will not be envious,
让我和你一同快乐，
rather that I will rejoice with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗的榜样当然不是唯一的榜样，
Paul's example
is not the only one.
Is not the only example.
他会有这样的好榜样，我讲过了，因为他跟从主耶稣，主的能力改变他，主的爱开了他的眼睛。
Because Paul has followed the Lord all these years, and God has transformed him.
And God's love.
And God's love transformed him.
今天 世界上如果有千万个基督徒，
so if there's thousands of Christians today，
我的盼望是我们有千万个这样的榜样。
And my hope is that there will equally be thousands of examples like this.
求主教导我们呀，多一点的鼓励，少一点的责备。
So may God encourage us to encourage others more and not rebuke others.
我们要多一点的量，体谅，少一点的批评。
So that we would accept more rather than criticize.
我们要多一点的宽容，少一点的压力。
That we would be accommodating no more rather than being stressed.
求主帮助我。
So may God help us.
求主帮助你。
May God help you.
让我们多一点的信任。
That we will be more trusting.
我们多少一点的要求。
And less asking.
如果你能够做到这样。
So may, if you can do so.
我要告诉你，你就是我的榜样了。
Then you are my example.
如果我能够做到这样。
And if I can do that,
我就是你的榜样。
Then I will be your example.
那就表示说，在人生的道路，在跟从耶稣的道路中，你帮助我，我要帮助你。
So that together in this journey of life, that you will help me and I will help you.
我觉得我们高原地多好啊。
I'm glad for Highland Park.
对不对？高原哦。
It's a highland.
你不是住在海边太热的地方。
We're not down by the shore where it's hot.
我住的地方就高原了。
Where I live is also a
是海拔600公尺。
It's
800 meters above the sea.
Okay.
这么高的地方晚上睡觉盖被的。
So it is very cool to live in a higher elevation.
所以我盼望你今天呢、啊，好不好？从今天开始，好不好？对我笑一笑，那我也对你笑一笑。
So I ask you, maybe you can spare a smile to me today, and I will smile back to you.
当我愿意对你笑一笑，当你愿意对我笑一笑的时候，我相信我们的隔膜就会减少很多很多。
And I believe that if I smile to you and you smile back, that we will all feel less a burden.
我的盼望。
And may my hope.
这个教会是充满了神的爱的教会。
That this church will be filled with God's love.
这是一个爱的家。
It is a loving family.
在这个家，小孩也好，年轻的也好，壮年的好，年长的也好。
That in this family, all are welcome. The older, seniors, younger children, everyone is welcome.
男的也好，女的也好。
Men are welcome. Women are welcome.
有气质的也好。
Those who have cars.
像我这样没有气质的也好。
Or someone like me who don't own a car.
我们一同在这里服侍，我们一同在这里成长。
And we can come together to serve the Lord and grow in the Lord.
一生敬献于主。
And have a dedicated life.
一个榜样。
This is one example.
保罗的榜样。
Paul's example.
彼得的榜样。
Peter's example.
约翰的榜样。
John's example.
你的榜样。
Your example.
我的榜样。求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。我们用一段的时间安静自己。在神的面前静默。如果我们心里有什么伤痕，有什么难过伤害的地方，我们求神的爱把这一切的伤痕化解。就像亚尼西姆一样，可以面对他的过去，好让他可以面对将来一样。 Shall we bow our head and give a silent prayer?We ask God mercy so our wound in our heart can be healed. So we can face our past and we can also face our future. 亲爱的主，我们感谢你的恩典，因为你爱我们，你赦免我们的罪，你知道我们的弱点在哪里，求主你饶恕，你拯救，你恩待，你坚强我们，让我们靠你的恩典，靠你宝血的遮盖，把遗忘的都放下来，求你拯救我们往前面走，心里面充满了从你那里的爱，让我们晓得怎么样爱神，也晓得怎么样去爱别人，爱那些比我们好的人，爱那些比我们不幸的人，爱我们的太太，爱我们的丈夫，爱我们的母亲，爱我们的父亲，爱别人的父亲，也爱别人的母亲，爱自己的孩子，也爱别人的孩子，求你帮助我们，让我们这个教会有新的一代，年轻的一代可以起来继续往前走，我们向你仰望，求你在我们当中兴起像保罗这样的人，提拔帮助年轻的一代继续往前走，请你饶恕听我们的祷告，谢谢你的恩典，让你仆人在这个地方有侍奉你的机会，让他在这几个礼拜所做的不由归于突然，你知道他所做的不够完全，只求圣灵，只求真理的圣灵，我们只求大能的圣灵，你就完全包容你仆人不完全的工作，求你饶恕听我们的祷告，洁净我们的心，帮助我们经历你赦免的爱，让我们也能去原谅别人。